This segment is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60, reminding you to fuel up on healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes every day. It's Texans 360, and as we mentioned in the opening segment, the announcement went down this week. The Texans will be part of HBO's Hard Knocks this season. Let's take a look.
When the idea was first presented to you, what was your initial reaction?
Well, was this the best time for us to be doing this? Because we've considered it at other times, and, I think it is a good time for us. I think our franchise is ready to make a big move. We feel like that we have a good team, but I think we're going to be a better team this year than we were last year, and we just want to keep climbing and keep improving. And I think it's an interesting story for people around the country to see what's happening with our franchise.
Rick, with the past of Hard Knocks, the teams themselves, when they actually played in the regular season, they don't have a great track record. I think it's 73 and 71. Does that concern you at all from a football perspective, or do you not see any relation whatsoever?
No, I will say this. Over the years, historically, there's been some concern about competitive advantages that people may have from watching the show. And what I will tell you is that those concerns have really been mitigated by two things. I think we're in a different age now. Access to our players and what we're doing in practice is just so much increased that I don't know that they get that much more information. And then secondly, over the years, as we've talked about this and obviously making the decision or having the invitation to do it this year, the level of trust that's been developed by us watching the show, as well as the conversations that we've had with respect to their information and knowledge of what's competitively, a problem and what's not. And then again, we have a part of the editorial process that if there's anything that's there that we think might hurt us, from a competitive standpoint, we have the ability to make sure that gets eliminated.
And I'll note, we will not take credit for the last five teams to appear on Hard Knocks to have a better record than the year before they're on Hard Knocks. But we also don't feel we're in any way to blame should a team have a rough season. We have so much respect for what it takes to win football games that if we thought it was a distraction or affected on the field performance at all, well, the league wouldn't allow it. The teams wouldn't allow it. I don't think we would allow it because we grew up under Steve Sable and his respect for the teams and what the sport means. Every play of every game has more importance than whether or not you appear on Hard Knocks when it comes to your win-loss record. It's a great television show, and it's for the fans. And we're going to, as I said, our second goal next to making a great television show is to stay out of the way.
What's different about this year, this team, this coaching staff that made you make this decision for this time as opposed to years in the past?
Well, I just felt like... number one, I think we have a terrific coaching staff. I like them very much, and I think that we have a number of players. JJ is almost the face of the league. He's certainly the face of our franchise, and we have a number of interesting stories. We have three good quarterbacks that are going to be here competing for position, and we have other. We've brought in veterans like Vince Wilfork, who would come in and work with some of the younger players and give us a little strengthening in the middle of the line. We've got other, people in the defensive secondary and some young guys coming along. I just think there are a lot of interesting stories there that fans around the country will be delighted to see.
After that press conference, Drew Doherty and DP Sidhu had a conversation about what it's going to be like to have Hard Knocks around Texans campus this year.
The bright lights of HBO's Hard Knocks, courtesy of NFL Films, coming to Houston. DP, are you excited? I'm excited. I know you're excited, right?
I've been singing that theme song in my head ever since I found out, so I am excited. I think it's going to be great for the city. It'll be great for us because we saw a little bit of Hard Knocks last year, but they were covering the Atlanta Falcons, and this year getting to see the players in a different light and seeing what happens in those meeting rooms, as much as we're here, we don't really get to see that inside stuff, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, and the folks here that were at the press conference, they talked about how they make this a character-driven show. It's not about X's and O's. It's not about stats, et cetera, et cetera. You find out more about the actual players, coaches involved, that are involved, And I can't wait to see what happens there, because we've got good relationships with the team, but HBO draws out stuff that we're never going to see.
Yeah, and you know what? It's always hard when you watch Hard Knocks. The guy's getting cut. It's so sad for them, and I think it's going to be doubly hard for us because we do know the guys so well, but it still will be exciting to sort of see how those conversations go and how everything transpires, because we see the football side of it, but, you know, we don't really get to see what happens behind closed doors. I'm really looking forward to that part of it as well.
I know, and there's so many storylines. They say they come in with no preconceived ideas, but they have 25 different storylines that they might follow. Off the top, aside from J.J. Watt, what are you thinking of? What do you think we're going to see this August?
Well, for sure, the quarterback battle. I think Mr. McNair said it best, that we've got three good quarterbacks, so Brian Hoyer, Ryan Mallett, Tom Savage. What's going to happen there? I definitely think Jadeveon Clowney. He's coming back from microfracture surgery. You know, where is he going to be at when camp comes? You know, the running backs, they're so talented, not just on the field like, you know, Arian Foster, but off the field. They're all piano players. I think it'll be really interesting to see what those guys do off the field. And those are just the guys we know about. I think all these rookies that are coming in, we're just scratching the surface of who they are and what they can do.
You know, and one of the great things they always do with this show, they find every single camp an undrafted rookie to follow, a long shot. Off the top of my head, I can name Lyndon Trail from Norfolk State. He's a giant. He's also really good at video editing, maybe even better than the folks putting this together. No offense, you guys. But that's one guy and one idea of something we might see that, you know, you're not going to see normally in the normal media here.
I think also the media group that covers the Texans for HoustonTexans.com, you and me, we're such exciting characters. I mean, we should
be the death of HBO's Hard Knocks.
I'm totally kidding, But I will be looking for cameos of you and Mark and everybody else in the background. I think it'll be really fun to watch. I think the practices are going to get really loud and crazy. And I asked them about it as well. When they covered the Falcons last year, was there something about the Texans that you saw? Because we saw J.J. Watt and, you know, battling Jake Matthews. And
they gave a great answer.
They did. They talked about the fans and how exciting, what the energy level was like with the fan base, how that was coming through their microphones and their cameras.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you mentioned us coming through in cameos. The only way I'll come through is if I'm blinding people with my lack of a suntan. So look for that this August on HBO's Hard Knocks. DP, thanks. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Next up on Texans 360, what the players think of having Hard Knocks invade or be part of the training camp festivities, I should say. Also, it wouldn't be a Texans 360 without a Texans cheerleader. She's coming up as well. Stick around.
This is what happens when fresh citrus tang meets fiery serrano bang. The new Serrano Pepper Glaze, with a slow-roasted flavor bold enough to feed the crave. Order online now before it's gone. Wingstop, get at it.
Working with the Houston Astros to pioneer less invasive treatments for shoulder injuries. Advancing the way we treat foot and ankle injuries for Houston Ballet. And using innovative healing techniques to get the Houston Texans back on the field faster. Working with elite athletes to better treat the everyday athlete. That's the difference between practicing medicine and leading it. Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
We sleep, breathe, and now scratch football. Play the Houston Texans scratch off from the Texas Lottery for a chance to win up to $100,000 instantly. And enter promotional drawings for a chance to win an away game trip on a private plane, luxury suite, and on-field contest experience, VIP season tickets, and much, much more. There's a whole lot of football in every little scratch.
I'm going to HCC to get my associate's degree.
I'm going to HCC to get certified as an EMT.
To raise my GPA.
To study economics.
To study geoscience after serving my country.
Learn about renewable energy.
To get medical training.
To get the skills I need to get a promotion.
Take care of some credits.
Sharpen my computer
skills. Class sizes.
Special ed, dental high.
Learn here, train here, grow here. HCC. Start here, go anywhere. Register today. HCC is proud to be the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
NRG Stadium welcomes back the Mexican national team to Houston. Come experience the passion of head coach Miguel Herrera and stars Andres Guardado and Chicharito as they face off against Honduras. Mexico versus Honduras, Wednesday, July 1st at 8:30 p.m. Presented by Allstate. Don't forget to come early to AT&T Football Fiesta featuring Mexican legends and tour giveaways. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets today.
Looks like somebody brought the flavor, the fresh citrus tang that slowly turns up the Serrano heat. You gotta respect this. That is, until they're gone. The new Serrano Pepper Glaze Wing. Order online while it's still here. Wingstop. Get at it.